starting the show, and it is 11-11, which is incredible luck.
Oh my God.
I love.
Make a wish.
I do. I always look at the clock and I catch 1-1-1 or 1-1-1-1. 1-1-1, 11, 1-11 and 11-11. It's
always
a very good sign.
12-34.
12-34. Mm-hmm. Interesting. 12-34. What do you think that symbolizes for you?
Sequence.
12. Now, does that equal 9? Because 9 are money numbers. What is 12? So 1 and 2 is 3.
Let's do this math in real time.
And 3 and 4 is 7. Now it's more than 9. Mm-hmm. Okay, I was going to say that could be a really good
Welcome to Math Talk.
Well, Schman is back on the podcast, and we have a lot to get to, all right? So our son is 3 years old. He just turned 3 years old, and mm-hmm. he is hitting and kicking us. Does anyone have any tips for us? We're going to talk about that. People want to know how...
Preview. It's called the wooden spoon.
Preview. Mm-hmm. People want to know how potty training is going for our kiddo. And then have you heard of the 4B dating movement that is started in South Korea? It's almost this radical feminist response to the patriarchy there.
Mm.
But now it's coming here to the United States. And we'll talk about it because it's popping off on TikTok. And I want to know why you think American women would be adopting this craziness.
I have thoughts.
You do? Oh, good. Me too. Well, we're probably on the same page about this.
Only time will tell.
All right. We'll get to that. Mm-hmm. And then we have to discuss the family that adopted an octopus. Did you read this stupid story?
I
have nothing good to say about these people. Do you? No, you don't either.
We're on the same. I might have one good thing to say about them.
Well, this actually, if we had a show where we agreed on topics, that would be revolutionary. So if we agree on everything, this would be a first for us. Because we don't normally agree on a lot of stuff.
It's one of the things I love about you.
Well, over the weekend, were you mad at me? Were you low-key mad at me about not letting you watch the Masters both Saturday and Sunday? Talk to me.
Ooh, well, do you want to do, are we going to preview? You know, there's a huge sports fan demographic that tunes in every week to the Sarah Fraser Show. But the Masters, one of the four major golf tournaments, was performed and played this weekend. Shout out Scottie Scheffler winning his second green jacket, second Masters championship. And there is something, and every man who's listening to this episode will be nodding along. It is a God-given right to every red-blooded American man on certain weekends to be able to lounge on the sofa, fall asleep, wake up, do it all over again, and Masters weekend is one of them.
Okay, and that is when you are single, okay? So that is when, yes.
No.
That is your God-given right as a single.
Go finish your point.
That is your God-given right as a single man without a child. Once you get a wife or a partner, and once you have a child, you forfeit that right to wake up and lounge all day and nap and eat. You love a pub mix. Oh, my God, you guys. He loves it. He eats a pub mix.
Utz's pub mix, and it's delicious.
He's always, you know, he always wants his, this is how I know we're like turning into this old couple. You know, he always has to go to Costco and get his pub mix.
That's the only spot you can get it.
It's boring. It lacks nuts. They're too cheap because nuts are expensive.
Nuts here.
Well, spread them around because they, I'm ready. Share your seed.
Where is this conversation? Let's go back to the golf thing. The being a single man, yeah, you can pick and choose what you do, but there is a, are you familiar with the concept of like old man strength and dad strength?
Yes.
Okay. There's also such a thing as dad fatigue. And that fatigue is addressed by lounging on certain weekends and watching, whether it's college football or NFL or golf. And it's not every golf event. It's the Masters. And then it's the US Open. And all I wanted to do was sit on the sofa and watch and doze off and enjoy.
No, and I made you drive all over Hell and Half Acre on Saturday.
You can say high water here and on this show. You can shit. You can say shit and stuff on the show.
Yeah, well, Hell and High Water. Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. Hell and, stop mansplaining me. This is like irritating.
Here comes your before.
Yeah. Go on. I'm about ready to join the movement. At first, I thought they were ridiculous. Now I know.
Seeing your head shake.
Okay, well, then I'm getting ready. Anyhow, No, I said on Saturday, I compromised with you, which is what marriage is all about. And I said,
I
Sunday,
want to hear this compromise. Go on.
I said, Sunday is your day. If you want to sit around all day and look at the Masters, fine. But Saturday, we're going to do stuff.
And we did.
We did. It was lovely.
Yeah, it was lovely. We drove all, we went to the valley, went to Calabasas. And then you're like, really, let's take the long way home. Let's take the scenic route home. And the dirt road this would have taken us on was unpassable. Impassable? Impassable, I think is the word. To the point where I'm like, we have a SUV, but I'm not driving on this thing. We're going to get stuck. And we ended up taking the long way home, a different long way home, through the hills. So you got to see some, you know, stupid houses on the hill. And then, of course, Sunday morning, I had to coach, so it's not like I had all day Sunday to myself. But I made the compromise, and I appreciate that because I got to watch a little bit Saturday afternoon and a little bit Sunday afternoon.
Well, fun fact, I didn't realize Mulholland Drive, the famous Mulholland Drive, where Jack Nicholson lives, and Britney Spears has famously lived there. Many, many stars live on Mulholland. And it's a very narrow road that goes up almost at the crest of the Hollywood Hills, yeah. And people live up there. It's stunning, the views of Los Angeles and over the ocean, right? But I thought you could drive, Mulholland goes all the way out to like Calabasas. I thought you could drive straight from Mulholland from Calabasas all the way through the Hollywood
Spoiler
Hills.
Spoiler alert.
You can't.
You can't.
No, you can't. It weaves and there's dirt parts. It's kind of crazy that in 2024.
In Los Angeles, too.
Yeah. What other weekends, before we move on, do you think should be reserved for father fatigue?
Father's Day.
Okay.
Right.
Sure. I'll give you that. All right.
Wow. Father's Day, which also I think aligns with the U.S. Open, which is another golf event. It's also, you know, the Open Championship of the United States, our country. So, you know, it's my patriotic duty to watch and fall asleep on the sofa. That is one, I would say, maybe New Year's Day, watching the bowl games. And then depends on how long the day is, but Christmas night, when all the NBA games are on. Like, that's just classic sit on the sofa, you know, eat too much and pass out.
No. Christmas night? You think you're getting that night off?
I know. I'm not getting that night off.
That's reserved for me, snuggles with me and champagne and putting together toys for our kids. Are you kidding?
That's Christmas morning. But anyways, I'm sure there are some others, but those are the ones that jump out.
All right, well, this is a good time to segue into the 4B movement that you and I have been discussing and reading about over the weekend. I've stumbled upon the 4B movement by TikTok. Never had heard of it, but it's a movement, a radical feminist movement in South Korea. And the 4Bs are four words in Korean, which I can't even pronounce. But they essentially represent, like, no men, no fertility, no patriarchy, no, because they live in such a oppressive realm there where it's still very, you know, you got to cook for your man. You have to wear makeup for your man. You have to, like, the men make a lot more money, all those things. But this is the interesting part. So, and they've sworn off, this is their way of protesting, right? Because they're tired of living in this just male society, which I think I understand. Good for them,
sure.
Right? We're far more ahead here. And so they are saying no sex, no men. They're getting really comfortable with themselves and they don't want to procreate because they want to take a stance. However, it has now moved here to the United States where women on TikTok want to take up this similar thing here. And they also want to swear off men because they feel that men are so awful here. And they no more children. They want to have no kids. And so they really just want to live kind of like this 4B movement. No relationships, no dating, getting really good and comfortable with themselves, becoming self-efficient. What's your thoughts?
Let me bring up this 4B article here because hold on here. Let's start with the Korean women, the South Korean women. And when you sent me this article, and it's off of The Cut, I thought, oh, let's read this. And then you start reading it like, this is not that fun of an article.
No, it's depressing.
No,
it's depressing.
The four B's that are being sworn off are heterosexual marriage, childbirth, dating, and heterosexual sexual relationships.
Okay.
And it is an ideological stance and a lifestyle. Ultimately, women are boycotting all of the men in their lives and distancing themselves from male friends. And when you read about some of the conduct and actions they're subjugated to, it's disturbing.
Yeah, like sexual violence and violence from men. Yeah, yeah. I mean, okay, I understand why they're doing it, but right. Why do you think it's getting any traction
because
here?
Because people love to have things to complain about in this country. And
I know, yeah.
You forget about all of the opportunities that are available. And all,
endless.
And yes, there are, you know, I make my jokes about, that women, you know, Margot Robbie only got paid 70 cents on the dollar for Barbie. I mean, that shit still happens, and that's unfortunate, but there's such progress that's occurring. And you look at the inroads that women have made in the last few decades in terms of education and job and work-life balance. And so to hear American women essentially dummies on TikTok, who I'm sure don't necessarily represent a great percentage of the population, but like, grow up, Peter Pan. You've got so many opportunities ahead of you. And yeah, there are some you got to date some frogs to find your prince there, but no one is getting discriminated or assaulted or abused to the extent that the women in South Korea are stating they are. So I find those women, it's just such an overreaction. It's like, shave your armpits and go find a man. How about that?
Wow. This is the most, I'm proud of you. This is like
Thanks.
The most fantastic. I think you're, like I said, I'm slowly beginning to get you to become more rational in life. So this is wonderful that you're coming around. Now, some women are saying they're doing it because in this country, Roe v. Wade was overturned. And so they also want to make a statement. That's one of the big movements that you see on TikTok.
You know
where
to make your statement? During the election season, when you vote out every single Republican who is aligning with the extreme wings of their party.
Well, that's all of them, unfortunately.
There you go. Make your voice heard during election day.
Because my friend Mitt Romney has left.
Mm-hmm. So that, but again, everyone can make their protests, and they should, because there are issues. We live in a very progressive state, so we don't have to necessarily worry about that. But the actions that are being taken, I get it. People need to, if they want to take a stand, they can take a stand. And maybe they're just adopting.
But here women really think there aren't any good men. Now, what do you think about that? Most of our friends are married.
Mm-hmm.
So do you see, I think there's a lot of great men out there. I don't know.
Let me tell you about all the great men that I know.
Wink. Well, do you know a lot of
guys? Yeah, this is, it's not so much great. I'm sure there are men who are out there saying, I can't find any good women. And part of it is you have to, it's a process. You have to put yourself out there. It's kind of like, I hate equating it to a sales job, but you know, good salesmen and women have the perspective of, you know, if it takes 100 calls to find a sale, well, like after the 99th, you're like, all right, well, this is going to be the one. Or after the 100th, this is going to be the one. You have to have a positive mindset. But the other thing is, I think a lot of individuals have too high of expectations in regards to.
Yeah, I do too.
And there is a, I'll reference bits on Seinfeld, you know, sitcom from 30 years ago, where Jerry is always dating someone and he can find, you know, he doesn't like the way she eats her peas, right? Everyone is quick to find an excuse of why I don't want to date this person, as opposed to looking at all the positive things. And not saying compromise, but, you know, we're not all going to be dating supermodels. I am, of course.
Yeah, right.
But you've got to, There is not going to be, I don't think everyone's going to find a perfect storybook romance.
Yeah. You have to change your perspective mm-hmm. because truly, and I also think that to some degree, although you were the one that kind of put the pressure on me, but there is a saying in the corporate world, slow to hire and quick to fire. Mm. And I think people, you know, some people, for the very rare few, the second they meet a person, they know instantly, I'm going to be with this person forever. And some people have that easy of a go, but that's very rare. Mm-hmm. Okay. So with you, I dated you actually far too long, 6 years. And then we got married and we're coming up on our 5th year wedding anniversary. We've been together 11 years. But I always, I love the motto, slow to hire, quick to fire. I really knew you. We went to emotional cognitive couples therapy prior to getting married, which everybody should do mm-hmm. because a good therapist, not a surfacey one where you don't get to anything, but a good one will have you have all the conversations, religion, kids, money, in-laws, everything. Cheating, all the things. So then you really know, am I getting into this? And don't you have to like collect all the data and then really place a bet on the person? Because it is scary,
well,
you know?
You can, you look at people who get married early or get married young.
Yeah.
Or people who get married early in their relationships. And, you know, it takes a while to really know someone and to be comfortable with them. And yeah, you can take a flyer and see how it goes, but it's kind of risky when you're moving in with someone or marrying someone.
And you
for
you
all have, these all these people, it's have a more realistic expectation of things, but also put yourself out there. You're not gonna meet someone if you're, you know, only staying at home, or if you go join a adult kickball league, you'll meet people. Go join a runner's club. Go join a book club, you'll meet people.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And you know, you have to work on yourself. I think that's what's missing to me mm-hmm. when you go on TikTok, all these women that are like, men are scumbags, men are this, men are that. It's like, okay, what have you done on your, with your, because I always say this, the reason I attracted you, because I was a wounded bird as well, you know? My dad died when I was in high school. I always attracted the older guy who was a good man, but I just didn't want to be with someone 20 years older, 18 years older. It was like, you're always doing what they want. They, you know, they already have kids. Maybe they'll have one more child. So I had to consciously, I always attract that man. And to this day, I mean, I attract an older guy. And now it's kind of a joke. I love an older man with money.
Well,
there's nothing
also,
better. But
you also,
I'm a cock tease.
Well, you flirt.
Yeah, I'm a cock tease.
And that
tease.
You yep. give people, you give men hope. That's the problem. You are a little, you're kind of nice to people. And then all of a sudden like, oh, I have a shot with this broad.
Shmano, hold tight. I got to talk about OneSkin. Guys, my skin has improved. My wrinkles have diminished and my skin has been firmer on my cheeks and especially on my neckline after using OneSkin. I've been using OneSkin for months. They started advertising with me last fall and I love their products. First of all, their bottle of eye cream will last you ages. I'm still on the first one, which was like back 5 months ago, and I use it daily. Their face lotion as well, you will get just miles out of it. So the products are well worth the price, which is right around an $80 price point, $100 price point. You will not regret it. Also, they're known for their OS01 peptide formula. I've talked about this. They've done a lot of clinical third-party studies that show diminished visible signs of aging for 87% of users. You can also check out OneSkin on YouTube. There is no filter on my YouTube channel, by the way. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company, and by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code TSFS at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with the code TSFS. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Tell them the Sarah Fraser Show sent you. How ironic! I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcast, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney Podcast. Enjoy. Hero Breads. Oh my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at hero.co.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Well, I like men. Mm-hmm. I can't help it. I love talking to a man at a bar with money. And
so this is where I give women no time of day, and I can't, I have to beat them off with a stick.
Anyhow, you have to do work on yourself. You got to heal yourself. You got to make a list. I say this to my brother, because my brother is such a catch. I'm like, but you attract a certain type of woman. You have got to make a list. And within the first couple of dates, are you attracting the same woman? Mm-hmm. Or is this a different woman that is what you really want? And you got to cut it off real quick.
Real quick.
Anyway, what do you make of this family in Oklahoma that say they nearly went bankrupt getting their 8-year-old son an octopus? Because I hate this story so much. I hate parents. Anyway.
No, it's.
This guy is so irritating.
They have a 8 or 9-year-old kid who loves octopi. They bought an octopus from a exotic, aquarium company. Turns out the octopus is I think they thought it was a male because they named it Terrence. It turns out it was female and it was pregnant and gave birth to 50 little baby octopi. And then they tried to quickly accommodate all of these baby octopi and incurred thousands of dollars on...
But don't worry, he documented the whole thing on TikTok.
Yeah,
so I'm sure
he's
making back all the money. Yes. And more, because now he has 400,000 followers. Cameron Clifford, he's a 36-year-old dentist. His 9-year-old son, for his birthday, wanted the octopus that they named Terrence, you're right. And this thing was a menace. So, of course. Like, why in the world would they ever think that this was a good idea?
Here's where I keep coming back to. It's a terrible idea. And I know you and I have different views on pets. You like pets to be outdoors. I like dogs. I like cats. You have very... limited empathy for
That's
animals.
That's not true. I have incredible... I wish absolutely zero harm on any animal. No, this is what drives me crazy. It's like you have to... if you don't like pets, you're like, ooh, what's wrong with that person? It's like, no. I grew up with dogs and cats that went outdoors during the day.
I love riling
and they you came
up.
In at night only when it was like really cold out. They slept in a dog house in the garage where a fucking animal should live. Sorry.
There you have it.
They should never be chained up. They shouldn't be abused. Our animals were always well cared for and taken to the vet. But I'm sorry, no, I'm not going to let it, like my Uncle George, who lets his dogs make out with him and lick his face and he goes tongue to tongue. No, I think it's disgusting.
You're really airing out everything on your family today.
I don't care. And I love a cat. Cats are wonderful. But indoor, outdoor, I think it's terrible to live with an indoor cat, poor thing. Mm-hmm. They love to hunt. They want to be out. No. I know. I would never buy our child.
No, this is like we all do things for our kids. And, you know, when KJ's like, watch Fire Rescue. He wants to watch that dumb movie, Planes, Fire Rescue.
Like, over and over.
All right, I'm going to set up the tablet and then watch that. For this kid, how about this? Just instead of buying this octopus, just buy your kid like an annual aquarium pass and let them go look at aquatic life every week. There is no good that comes from people who domesticate animals that are not supposed to be domesticated. So whether it's a chimp or a tiger or an alligator, there is never anything good that comes out of this. So, and then of course, once they started having, here's what, you know, you do things for your kid. So I get that. But once all the baby octopi started to be born, I'm sorry, but we're doing burial at sea.
They arranged for homes.
I know,
for
but our water bill hatched. Is going to be very, very busy that month as I'm flushing baby octopi down the toilet.
They spent $600 on food within just the first couple of months, $3,000 on tanks, water damage in the home because the thing would try to escape.
Yeah.
And they still have it, although now the dad in this article says he's kind of hoping it will die.
Well, apparently they thought the eggs that it was. Emitting weren't going to be real eggs and was just a sign that the octopus was going to pass. And apparently that's still going to happen. So now you invested in all this money on an octopus that isn't going to last very long and gave you 50 babies and you're now trying to rehouse. Be like, all right, kid, guess what? Congrats, you got all this and you're not going to college now.
Anyway, I have zero empathy for that, but I just thought that was funny. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wanted a $17,000 horse when I was 15 years old because I rode saddle seat, mm-hmm. which was this type of equestrian riding, right? And my parents had no money to do this. But I can remember crying, my dad coming in and being like, we can't buy you a horse. And it was the greatest decision he ever made in my life. It would have been, I was like, I'll never ask for a car. I'll never ask for anything. And, you know, that my parents felt bad. But can you imagine? No. I mean, no, I know.
No, I can't.
We live in Los Angeles. A lot of kids have $17,000 horses.
I can't imagine this because you asked me for like a $7,000 Chanel handbag at least once a month. So, yeah, I can't understand.
Okay, which, by the way, you should have bought me by now. I've been with you for 11 years.
I'm saving up.
But that's another story.
Saving up.
Yeah, well, hurry up. Okay. Let's save more.
What else do we got on the docket here?
Well, people have two questions for us. Well, we have one question for our audience, but then the audience has one question for us, which is how is KJ's potty training going at 3 years old?
It's in progress. He knows. He's a smart kid. Like when he has to go on the potty, he knows to sit down and go. And every now and then, he doesn't quite know that he's gone yet because sometimes he'll celebrate, be like, mommy, daddy, potty. And there's nothing in the potty. But then there are times he does and we celebrate and give him some bribery.
We bribe him with chocolate.
He hasn't done a number two yet. He hasn't figured that one out yet. But for the most part, he's learning. And there haven't been... We haven't had to throw away the carpet yet, so that's a positive.
We're not taking that carpet with us when we move. I would say it's going like a B-.
It's passing.
Because maybe a C+. Because he
still
will,
passing.
He will ask. Like he'll be like, mommy, gotta go potty. So he'll ask, and he sometimes sits. Mm-hmm. Now, I've ordered him the little boy underpants, the pull-ups.
He's not ready for the underwear yet.
I think he is.
No, he's not, because he's got to understand.
Well,
like,
he pees through him a couple times.
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't understand it yet, but progress. We're getting there.
I still think it's probably going to be closer to four before he like masters full potty training. But anyway, well, good luck to our listener. She said her son is like before three, and he's getting it, although it's difficult. She was honest. It's very difficult.
Yeah. Kudos to you, super parent.
Nobody's a super parent. And then we need help. How do you get a three-year-old to stop hitting you and kicking you? In the past month, mm-hmm. 2 months, KJ now hits us. So if he doesn't get what he wants, so he's also testing the boundaries, right? He's standing up on chairs at the mm-hmm. kitchen table. He's stand up on the chair and we're like, sit down. Then he does it again. We're like, okay, you're going to lose TV privileges or you're going to have to go to timeout. Then he does it again. We take him to timeout and then he will try to draw off and cold clock us mm-hmm. while we're in timeout and kick us. And then I said to you the other night, I go, Google, what do you do? So is there a book that people recommend? What do you think?
Well, from what I've, you know, I'm through my cursory research, which is just Googling and reading a few things. Part of it is emotion regulation, because he, you know, these kids are hot and cold, high and low, at any moment. And then it's also being able to, you know, so then it's also being able to regulate that emotion and being able to understand what it is. And that's why, like, we have that book, Happy, Angry, Love, or whatever it was.
Yeah, right? Happy, Grumpy, Love.
So we help to identify what the emotion is, so he can, you know, he can say, I'm upset, I'm mad. But he, you know, he'll go off and, you know, he'll try and hit you. He'll try and slap the mirrored door. He'll throw things.
Yes.
And my favorite, it's the things they do is always so funny. At one point when we're trying, after we got him to settle down and then repair, go and say, you know, say you're sorry. You know, he'd come up to me and say, I'm sorry. And then try to hit me. It's like he's Ike Turner. And I don't know if anyone gets that reference.
Yes, but, okay. But it's getting a little dated.
Yeah,
but.
Well, you know, my audience will like that.
okay.
So it's a regulating his emotions, understanding accountability. And that's why when I really want to, I have two escalations that I'll do. And one, I'm going to perform it very, very soon, which is I'm going to take away your train.
I think that's a little harsh.
No, it's learning accountability, which is
okay. But his train—it's a massive train set. You're not going to pack that up every time. That's
dadding 101. I'm going to take away your toy if you're going to act up.
It's too much. Okay, take away his. Well, we're getting close to breaking him of the passy. Mm-hmm. He's very good, actually, about giving up the passy.
Yep.
So that's almost gone away. But it has to be like a timeout, or it has to be no tablet. But to pack up his train set, you're not going to do that.
I will. Watch me.
Yeah, but it's so, like, it's too extreme.
It's not like I'm going to throw it away or throw it off the balcony.
But it's a pain. You're not going to unpack it and pack it every single time.
No,
make it realistic.
No, I will. Because he has to learn accountability. The other,
he's three.
He has to learn accountability. The other, though, is that I found that he's responded well to is dad voice.
Well, yes, he does. If you yell, yes,
I've given him a few. I've given him two dad voices, and I have good dad voice. When KJ.
No, it's more than that. Yeah, you have a very intimidating voice.
Yeah, so I can roll that out.
So. That's one of the things I was attracted to you about. You're very manly. I love that. You're very masculine. The voice is very masculine. Mm-hmm. Some of the actions are masculine. Sometimes they're feminine. I mean, it's all over the map with you, but
I'm a modern day man.
A little splash of gay never hurt anybody. So I don't mind that. But no, the train is way too much. And maybe people can weigh in on this. Do you think I think the 3-minute timeout and the tablet is fine. Taking away the train is too much.
Agree to disagree.
And, you know, you're supposed to hold kids. Like, you want him to sit in the chair by himself in timeout. No, you have to hold him.
I want to put his nose to the wall and make him stand there.
No, Dan, that's like way too much. That's crazy. Did your parents ever do that?
No.
Then why would you ever do that?
I was a perfect angel.
No, you weren't.
No, there are things, there are tips. You hold them, you help them regulate, you help them breathe. These are all habits that have to be.
Well, what tip did you read about putting their nose to the wall?
No, it's just, a friend of mine did that with his kid. I'm like, I like that. Good discipline.
Oh, what friend? Like, why are we
friends with them?
Okay, well, no. That's a terrible parenting. That's awful. Your kids are going to have psychological issues. No. Nothing is more effective than losing TV, losing, sitting in timeout, having to come out of, you know, a situation. But you need to be held and calm down and learn to breathe. Okay. And he can't quite express that he's angry. That's the problem. Yep. Mom, I'm mad at you. Why did you do this? Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, we did this because. So we're not quite there, but God, let me parent and let me
there
run.
There are some times where when he swings at me, I want to use my Taekwondo and like block his hit and then counterpunch. Just like not to knock him over, but just to show him that if he wants to come at the king, he best not miss.
Okay. Well, you've watched way too much wrestling and that's foolish. What was it on? I saw so many men watching it. WrestleMania, was that it?
It was WrestleMania.
Oh, foolish.
Yeah. That's another man day to watch.
Absolutely. If you ever said, I do think you need some mental health days, so I would negotiate, but how lame I mean, absolutely. Was that here
Says
in L.A.?
Says the woman who watches every Real Housewife series and
Oh, my God. And speaks to David Yontef 18 times
yeah,
a day.
Yeah.
By the way, shout out to Candace Dillard Bassett and Chris Bassett. They are pregnant. 13
Yay,
weeks they're going to be parents.
Good,
I know.
Good for them.
Well, and here, you can follow us for parenting tips, preferably not to stand your child to the wall.
No.
They won't be tuning in for that, I don't
Maybe.
Think. No, I doubt it.
Chris strikes me as an old school guy.
Well, Chris already has two kids, too.
Well, there you go.
So, no, I do. I love Chris and Candace. They're really good people in real life, too. All right, Schman, so good to have you back on the show.
It's great to be on. I missed being on last week, but I'm glad to be back this week.
All right, well, we'll have a lot to talk about next week.
Always.
Bye, everybody.